You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I'm your host. I hope you're all doing really well and you're having a great week. If you would like to participate in the three-card pull, then please just take a moment to see whether you gravitate to card one, two, or three. Just go with your gut instinct with this. Remember, it is a collective reading, so I will try to cover as much as I can out of each card, because it could mean something a little bit different for everybody. If it doesn't resonate with you at the moment, just keep it in mind. It could resonate with you in a few weeks, a few months, okay? Or it could also be a message for somebody else. So just keep that in mind, okay? If you have been drawn to card one, it is this one here, which is creation. There you go. And it does have written on the bottom here, soul expression and something new. When I tune into this card, I feel like for some of you, you are about to like really come into, you know, your finances, you know, developing what you want in your life, like what you value, you know, whether it is just finances or whether it's relationships, it's anything that you value, even yourself, okay? It's like the spirit is saying, you know, nurture yourself and also well-being. Some of you are meant to be leaders at this time, so it may be that, you know, you might be creating a new business or something like that, or leading family or friends through certain situations. But it is about creating something new while practicing healing and rejuvenation for yourself at the same time, okay? If you have been drawn to card two, it is this one here. It is currents of emotions, okay? It does have written here, uncontrolled feelings, okay? Spirit is saying, you know, with this, it's okay to feel things, but you also have to, you know, calm yourself as well. Be kind to yourself and also be kind to others, okay? I'm also being told, you know, looking ahead in life, you know, setting goals for yourselves and also having visions about, you know, expanding in areas of your life. And if it's making you emotional, you know, whether it's anger, frustration, crying, whatever it might be, feeling like you're not going to get ahead, you'll be fine, all right? Just take that under advisement. And also, you know, sometimes, you know, we get tested. You know, spirit love to test us. So, you know, about how we're going to react and how we're going to grow spiritually with things as well, okay? If you have been drawn to card three, it is this one here, which is Ascended Masters. Okay, so this is definitely about, it's got written here, devoted spirits with specific intentions, okay? So there's always guides and spirits around us who specialize in things. So if you are trying to achieve something, certainly try to tune in to that part. I do see, you know, a lot of achievements, things will be coming your way. Spirit is saying be resilient, be prepared for anything. And also they're saying it's also protect yourself, okay? Protect if it's your business or your spiritual self, protect yourself. They're also saying it's okay to be vulnerable at this time. Just be your authentic self. Make connections. Trust yourself. Try to trust other people. Try not to be judgmental and just be accepting and compassionate. All right? There's love and understanding that needs to come about with this card as well. Okay. Good luck with all of that. I have my caller on the line. Hello, Carla.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I can't complain.
But that's good. That's what we want to hear. We can never complain. At the end of the day, I always try to remind myself no matter what I'm going through and no matter how bad I think my day or my life is, there's always somebody else that's, you know, worse off. So, you know, we can't complain. We're alive, we're breathing, as my auntie would say. How can I help you today?
I always say it wouldn't do me any good anyway if I did complain. So,
yeah, that's true. That's actually true. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm hoping to connect with someone.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular? There is some spirit around. I will do my best in this short time to get who you want. Is there anyone in particular you would like, or are you happy for whoever comes through?
I'm happy with whoever comes through.
Okay. All right. Carla, before the show, I was going into coughing fits, and I was seeing a spirit. It's a male, and he was showing me his chest, his lungs, and saying that he had trouble breathing. He's also giving me like a tightness around my throat as well. And he's saying that, you know, he would need to sit and rest at times. This is an older man. He's not a young man. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, makes sense.
Who might that be for you?
My dad.
Okay, all right. Are you happy to get messages from your dad?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I was kind of hoping he'd talk to me tonight.
All right, beautiful. Okay, let me see what he wants to say to you, okay? He's saying to me that he could be impatient. He keeps making me do this. I'll touch my throat, all right? I'm going to put my hands down. He's saying to me that he could be impatient at times, but he loved everybody that mattered to him. He's saying to me also that in some ways you're a little bit of a chip off the old block. And he's saying that he created his own obstacles at times by not trusting himself. And he doesn't want you to do the same thing in your life, okay? He wants you to keep going, moving forward. He's also saying to tell you that everything that you want is coming, all right? You don't need to worry about that. He's saying to me, whatever has happened to you emotionally in the past that has hurt you, whether it's sort of like deceit and lying, he's saying just put that behind you. You know, it's ended. Those things are finished. And it's interesting that, you know, you say it's not going to help you anyway if you complain, because he's saying, you know, worrying doesn't change anything. All right. So he's like, you know, moving forward, you know, he's like, just Find balance in your life. Don't have judgment and things like that. And just try to make peaceful resolutions with things as you move forward. He's saying he wants your life and your energy to just sort of be, you know, flat in a way, you know, where there's nothing really heightened, where you're getting upset or things like that. All right. Carla, is there anybody that is looking to have a baby or lost a child? Because I'm seeing a young boy also going around. He's brought him through.
My son.
Your dad.
My son?
Okay.
Yes.
And he just wants you to know that he has him with him, okay? So you don't need to worry or wonder what happened to either of them. They are together, okay? And he's saying to me, he's just, you know, moving through life on the other side really well. And spiritually, he's saying he's growing and he's still very child-like and happy, okay? He's also saying if you get a feeling of somebody in your house or anything, he just wants you to know that it's him that is around you, okay? And he tries to, do you ever feel anything or something on your shoulder or even like the energy change on your shoulder? Because he's showing he tries to tap you on the shoulder.
He visits quite a bit.
Yeah. And he's also saying to me that he speaks to you in the middle of the night when you're sleeping and you're dreaming. So if you wake up in the morning and you have an idea that you want to do something and you feel really confident and adamant about it, it's because he's given you that, all right, and because you trust him, you're going forward with that choice and that decision because of that trust and confidence that you have. He's just saying he wants you to just put one foot in front of the other and not waste your time on who he's calling the no-hopers, the people that are the naysayers, who are not encouraging you in life, who are, you know, trying to hold you back in any way. He's saying, you know, they don't want what's best for you. He just wants you to seek like new opportunities for yourself, do new things that will make you happy and what you gravitate to. He's wanting you to open your heart up more at this time in your life. He is showing me that you did close it off for a bit, and kind of where you used to wear your heart on your sleeve, you kind of took that off for a bit. And he's like, don't let other people ruin who you are and how you love and how you want to interact with people. It's better to put those people aside and not interact with them rather than change the way that you are. Does that make sense for you, Carla?
It does.
Okay. He's also saying at this time of your life, don't make any promises that you can't keep, because I feel like you're going through it now or you will very soon, where there will be a time where you might be a little bit overwhelmed and you might sort of give your word that you'll do something or be there for somebody and you might not. So he's like, at this point in time, just try not to do that. He's saying the time will come again for you to sort of spread yourself thin, but you don't need to do it right now. But he's showing me you have a really good heart. He's blowing you kisses. He's saying he's always with you and he's happy that you got through today and he was able to actually speak to you and give you messages today rather than you just feeling him around you. Now, good luck with everything, Carla. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.